let's actually get started. Say something again. I forgot your...
I thought we already did the mic check.
Okay. We're good now. He distracted me. Okay. And I actually...
I was even trying to be funny with it, too. I was like, did you...
I actually hit
never listen to me.
and I made sure that I hit record today. Now I just got to make sure that I don't accidentally click somewhere I'm not supposed to. Let's get the show started. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Anime Versal Reviews podcast here on the Genreverse Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcast from, and on the Genreverse podcast YouTube channel, part of the big LRM online family, and sponsored by Grow Generation. A little bit more from them later on in the episode. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'm Kyle Malone at That Kyle Malone on Twitter. My wife Christine at Adorable Doom on Twitter. Brian's MIA today. He had other plans. It's Independence Day here in the United States as we're recording. So everyone that celebrated that, hope you still have all your fingers and skin and stuff like that. Hopefully you had a good, safe celebration. Those that don't celebrate it, enjoy your work day. No, I'm joking.
I feel bad for the doctors and nurses that have to work in the ER.
Definitely, 100%. But Brian will be back. Man, my stutter's been weird the last few days. I think I'm tired. Like, I've been doing a lot. Anyways, Brian will be back. All these peas will return.
There you go. That works. Use that vocabulary.
He shall return next week for episode 2 and to let you know what he thought about episode 1 of Classroom of the Elite season 2. Hello. All right, everyone, say hello to Sarah's Victoria.
She's been bugging me, and now she's bugging him.
As in police girl from Helsing. Anyways, Classroom of the Elite season 2. We just did our season 1 review, went up. I hope you guys check that out and enjoy it. Thank you for the kind comments on that, the Mushoku Tensei trailer reaction, and our Tensei review is up on the channel as well. Christine, initial reaction, no spoilers yet. What'd you think of this first episode of season 2?
I mean, I'll say this little, I mean, it's not really much of a spoiler, but I mean, they do come back and no, I'm not gonna, I'll save it because okay. I'm annoyed.
Okay.
I'm really annoyed.
Kurosawa's character?
No. Oh. Actually, I haven't talked to you about it. found it confusing. Lot to follow, especially since, you know, Japanese isn't my language and I'm like trying to like read and like, wait, what's going on? And,
we might be watching this one again. Twice now that we're, watching this in subtitle. The first season we just watched dub because it was already all out. We'll watch whatever in whatever format. But yeah, if something's already out in English in full, we'll watch it, dub just for ease.
Yeah. Glad to have it back. It's definitely got that darker feeling, and
hell of a lot darker.
Yeah, I am excited, but confused and started annoyed. So yeah.
Okay,
what about you?
I dug how this is like, yeah, if you didn't watch season 1, shame on you. Almost treating us like the school treats their students, like you should know this shit already. If you don't figure it out. So I really liked that. There's still some levity there. What's his name? Gaston guy.
Yeah.
he has just one moment in the whole episode.
I know, right? But he does stand out. Oh my god!
I absolutely loved it.
Blonde Gaston. We'll just call him that.
Yeah.
It's like whoever remembers his name.
I said Magma and somebody else yesterday. Magma and Johnny Bravo.
Yeah,
that's what I said. I really liked that moment, but the rest of it's all set up for what I'm guessing is going to be the next few episodes, you know, this next arc, if you will, or you know, first half of the season, maybe even. I don't know. You guys tell us. No, don't spoil it in the comments. But setting up this test of, we're going to ask you guys questions and we're going to have you do discussions and set up all of these little bonuses if you work well together, bonuses if you screw each other over. But if you go to screw each other over, and you get caught, the bonuses are the penalties are severe.
Lather, rinse, repeat.
Yeah, it is an insane amount to follow. And what I liked most about it is how the students are reacting. And we'll kind of get into the breakdowns and in the spoilers segment. But I'll say this, the best part about it and some of the real, like, realism here is the students were like, we're confused too. Like,
yeah,
like they don't quite get it all. It wasn't one of those where in anime they explain some complicated thing and all of the characters are just like hunky-dory with it. I think they left it, and then you don't even get characters doing the traditional re-explanation in layman's terms. They leave it with you being as confused as the characters.
You feel like one of the students.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. So before we take the break, I want to actually try this season to up our prestige, if you will, as professional anime consumers and critics. Grade this episode. God, Cat.
B.
Give it a B. Why a B? What keeps it from being an A, coming off of our triple A minus? All three of us graded season one as an A minus.
Because I'm so mad. I'm so confused. I don't.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's multiple reasons, and yeah, so I'm just gonna give it a B. I mean, it's just starting off as well.
Yeah.
So it's obviously not going to be, unless it was like, you know, knocked it out of the park, you know, kind of situation. It probably wouldn't have been high anyway, but because of some things that just kind of took me out, or maybe it was supposed to be that way anyway.
Maybe.
But my own feelings for it.
Yeah. Reserve the right to come back and raise the score at another date.
I could.
Or lower it.
Yeah.
I'll give it a B plus. I think while I love this introduction and that it just jumps into the deep end. If you wanted us to be confused about the game, the test, then I think you should have found a better way to explain it in a little less time. And maybe even have us get some of the way the test results can come about through discussions with the students later on. But, you know, that's really my only real complaint. Did you notice any upgrade or anything on the art? I was just too paying attention to story.
I was paying attention to story, so I wasn't really.
We had mentioned how in our season one review, how the art here is fine, but it's nothing to write home about except for the eyes, the color work and design of the eyes. But also in general, the character designs are fine, but it's like all the focus is on the eyes, and I'm not against it. Yeah, let's take a quick word from our sponsors, come back and talk some spoilers.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. For all of your cultivation needs, Grow Generation has the right products, service and staff to make your grow successful. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
She can be cute. She can also be awful.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Grow Generation, for sponsoring the episode as usual. So spoilers here. The school is this class is still on their trip, then they're on their way back, or what they think they're on their way back, and there's going to be another special test. They break everyone down, but this is the big, you know, mind frack. This is where they screw everyone up is unlike the island in season one, where you're working with your own class, and sure, you could go work with the other classes like some of them tried to do, but there was no like incentive
now you're
to do it.
Yeah,
yeah, now they've mixed all the classes one A through D all together, and they have to answer these questions, and it's very confusing. Gonna have to watch this a couple of times. Just the breakdown of the rules of engagement that they do give. But basically, if you help someone out, it can benefit the whole. If you help someone out and the one person you're helping out happens to be this VIP, they could screw you over and help themselves out more. So there's a trust issue there. Or you could try to screw everyone over and, you know, get somewhere yourself. It's really, really confusing, but you can see where they really make you question every choice you make, every person you talk to. It was confusing, but it sounds exciting to me. It sounds intriguing.
I hate the staff. Oh my God. Like, then that was one of the things that bugged me. It's like first starting out this,
like the teachers,
second,
you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Starting out the new season, everyone's hanging out by the pool and they got their little cocktails and everyone's fine. I'm like, no. Like, all the staff should be on your shit list. I mean, you know, you can still get the cocktails, but, you know, you're not going to be happy about it. But it's like, why are y'all like, okay, forgive and forget, I guess. But yeah, I would be pissed. And then it's like they start another test and now it's like even more confusing. It's like, what's up with, like, they're talking planets and now like everyone's, you know, you got all these classes that are lettered, but now we've got numbers involved and we've got VIPs. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? So it's just like so complicated. And I don't know, just these teachers are weird and,
well, it's all
sick in the head.
Part of the test. I mean, like the whole experience. Mm-hmm. They call this one segment a test, a special test, a special examination. But the whole sorry guys, the whole school experience is a test. Like,
yeah,
everything. And I even bet we'll see the teachers under examination at some point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what they're trying to get out of the students. You know, try to train them to be the future leaders or what? But I guarantee they're just
real
as hard on their
shit.
they're just as hard on their staff, I bet.
Yeah, probably.
So what else was upsetting you, or character things that you noticed, or what else was on your mind now that you can talk spoilers?
The what the hell is her name? Oh my,
Kurizawa.
Yes,
Kurizawa.
Yeah.
There's a
whatever
lot of
her
names
name is
for this.
The girl with the damn ponytail. Okay,
Kurizawa.
Okay, so there's something seriously going on with her. And, like, we were talking and we had, like, this theory. First off, like, you know, like, the class lets out, the blended class. And
they're in Mars group.
Yeah.
Her and Ayana Koji and them.
Yeah. So she's sitting down. She's playing on her phone. And these three girls come up and they're like, oh, you've been picking on our friend. We're going to take a picture of your face and show it to her. Make sure that it's you. And we're just sitting there watching, like, what the hell? So then this guy comes up after, like, you know, there's a little scuffle. And the way she just, like, bats her eyelashes at him. And you're just like, she didn't pick on this girl. She flirted with this girl's boyfriend. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And she's been going around and causing trouble. That's what's going on. I don't know why she's doing it, but that's got to be it. And so, of course, I'm mad at her, like, something's up. And, I mean, like, we saw in the trailer where name.
There's a lot of
Ayana Koji. Yeah, Ayana Koji is like all mad at her and stuff, and you're just like, so like wondering what's going on, because you know you don't really get much. So yeah, there's that as well.
And the thing I noticed about Karuizawa was she was the person that changed Class A's mood a bit at the end when they all come back for the second discussion. She and you know, Class A is like, yeah, we're not going to participate because if we could just, you know, if anyone figures out who our VIP is, that's dangerous for us. That's some of the confusing rules and whatnot. But it's Karuizawa that says, I can't remember what she says, but she points out a flaw in their logic, while the other bubbly girl, more bubbly girl, is Ichinose, is trying to win them over a bit, you know, with sugar, if you will, right? I think that's important. She's up to something.
Mm.
And her having that comment being on her phone, because if you notice, even there's a scene where Ayana Koji
is looking over her shoulder
and sees her phone, and they actually make the images a little bit in focus.
Mm-hmm.
Not that much. I'd have to go back to the screen and check it out. But she's up to everyone just about is up to something, whether it's to sneak into the girls' locker room or to you know, play Hunger Games meets House of Cards meets
mix of everything,
Game of Thrones.
I know, because I'm also feeling Battlestar Galactica with who's a Cylon, you know? Like, who's the bad guy? Like, you know, like, that's...
I just take darts, throw them at a board. You hate Ayana Koji, you hate Ayana Koji, you...
Yeah.
You are Ayana Koji.
Yeah, so, but yes, it's just, all this is crazy, and all the stuff that they're putting these kids through is nuts, and, like, something else that I thought about was, like, what if there was, like, a real medical emergency from last season?
They had the boat was near shore, and they had crew. All they had to do was call and say, remember, the tent was on the beach as well. There,
I know, but if you had to walk someone back to the medical tent,
yeah,
like, where someone's, like, bleeding out.
I'm sure they have something.
Okay, because, yeah, I was like, I'm wondering what's, I don't know. Like, I don't feel, like, if I was a student at this school, I would not feel safe, and I'd be calling my parents, be like, get me the hell out of here, please.
I'm sure we're gonna find out why a lot of these kids don't do that, and dog is
so special.
Yay, fireworks and stuff. Any other thoughts on season two, Classroom of the Elite season two, episode one, Christine?
No, I don't think so. You got anything?
Not really, guys. I think it's a great start. Seriously, if you weren't paying attention in season one, you're at a disadvantage. Really need to see season one in order to fully get this. I like that, though. I don't need my hand held everywhere I go, so to speak. So. Yeah, they let us know what you guys think down in the comments below. We will hopefully be releasing these every Tuesday that it hits appropriate on time. I mean, we all know how anime can be sometimes with scheduling. But yeah, check out all the other great things that we have as part of the big LRM online family, including lrmonline.com. Go there every day for all your entertainment news needs and opinions. Also, hey guys, we're hiring, well, not hiring, but we're looking for, is the proper term, looking for writers and contributors, looking to cut their teeth here in the entertainment journalism world, and build your portfolio. So whatever you're interested in writing on, be it Marvel, DC, anime, D&D, wrestling, even if it's entertainment, geeky, pop culture, any of that, we're down to host it on the site. So come over here, click on this, or message me any of the social media down below. Email our site admin Mike at michael@lrmonline.com. Reviews, interviews, all sorts of great things go up here, as well as all of the podcasts, like Animeversal Reviews, Daily Cup of Genre, where we do daily news and discussions, whatever we want to talk about, the weekly long form Breaking Geek Radio. They cover weekly news and usually have movie or show to review, discuss. The Cantina does Star Wars news every week, unless we got a show to review, and then we review that show. And same with Marvel Multiverse Mondays. And all of that goes up on the YouTube channel, so hit the red subscribe button. It's all in video formats. If you're listening to us right now, you can look at our beautiful face. Well, Christine's the only one that's actually pretty around here. Nick, Chud, me, Chud, Brian, Chud. Yeah, it's full of Chud. Sorry, guys, but you guys can check out trailer reactions as well on the Genreverse YouTube channel. So, yeah. Appreciate all 235 subscribers so far. Thank you all that have discovered and joined us in the comments to discuss different shows, news pieces, and trailers. I really enjoy getting a chance to do this, so thank you guys for that. Now help me make big bucks with it. Well, all of us. So, Christine, anything else you want to say, throw out there?
No, I'm good.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for us. We'll see you next week. Bye. I lied. We'll see you guys later on this week for Dr. Stone Ryusui special, because that's why we started this podcast with Dr. Stone. We'll see you then. Bye.